begin by justifying the choice of the investigation. Generally, low soil P levels, in sandy acidic soils, result in low plant P availability, and generally in most nutrients, but mainly in phosphate, plant phosphate availability. Organic acids exuded by plants are mechanisms by which the calcium bound phosphate can be available to plants, and soil P also can be bioavailable. The most commonly exuded organic acids are citric, malic, and oxalic, and piscidic acid. This research we do it with cowpea, mainly also because we have seen that organic acid exudation by other plant species. So why not in cowpea as well? So we set out to identify and quantify organic acids exuded by some selected cowpea genotypes under P deficiency stress conditions. We selected 600 genotypes from a previous screening study. We did over 696 cowpea accessions. Under that screening, we had a wide variety as far as the adaptation as far as biomass production under NOP, and also with added phosphate as rock phosphate. So we did a cluster analysis, because since we have that wide array of variety, we know that those traits exist for adaptation and response to P application. And these clusters are mainly we did on gain, which is every parameter will be the biomass production under P, and the minus the biomass production under no P. And we did it for shoot gain, root gain, and total gain. And on the bottom we have, in the middle, these values are standardized. In the middle is no response. When we go to the left, this indicates that there is a negative response to the added rock phosphate. When we go to the left, this indicates that we have a positive response to the added rock phosphate. And so we can describe each one of these genotypes according to the traits that are portrayed. If we take cluster 7, for instance, we have a total shoot gain, which is mainly due to a positive response to root gain. To some extent, with some above ground biomass gain. So we picked some genotypes to represent each one of these clusters, and these are the genotypes in cluster 1, 3 genotypes; in cluster 2 genotypes, etc., until cluster 8. So these are the 16 genotypes with which we worked. We conducted the research in a growth chamber where the light intensity was at 400 microangstrom per meter square per second for 16 days, and the temperature is 27 degrees Celsius at day and 25 degrees Celsius at night, and relative humidity was 50%. We grew the plants, we pre-germinated the plants in vermiculite, and transplanted them in 2-liter bucket covered with a black black plastic jacket to isolate the light, and the plus V received full strength at 100 micromole per liter, and the minus V received 50% full strength. These are the buckets covered with the dark black plastic, and the plants were supported by the vines. We have aerated the medium, and you can see that the roots look healthy. And after 4 days, then we start the peat treatment, where we deprive those plants that are intended to be minus P, we deprive them totally of any P, and then we continue with the full P, the plus P. The nutrient solution was changed every 3 days. The experimental design was a randomized complete block design. It was replicated 3 times. But given the space in the growth chamber, we did only one replication at a time. The organic acid collection setup, we collected it in 500 milliliter flasks, also isolated from the light by covering them with aluminum foil. The matrix were 5 millimolar CaCl2 plus 5 millimeter KCl. Those were aerated also. This is the organic acid collection setup. You can see the aeration tube and the covering with the aluminum foil. We during the collection, we filtered the solution through a 2.2 micrometer membrane filter. We collected on ice and froze the samples until we are ready to analyze. We determined the fresh biomass, both above and roots. And we did the organic acid analysis by ion chromatography. We used the column we used is the ion pack ICE-AS1, which is a multiple column. It does both organics and inorganics. The key is just to do one at a time. Results. We did the measurements, the ion chromatography, and two different gradients. But in terms of quality, qualitatively, we have predominantly tricarboxylic acids that are common. These are our standards, under gradient 1 and then under gradient 2. The elution times are different. We have the tricarboxylic acids that elute a little later than the dicarboxylic acids, and these organic acids that we constitute our standards are malic, which comes at 11.3, and oxalic, which comes at 11.7, and the citric acid that comes at 24.7. Between the tricarboxylic acid come between 22.6 and 22.8 minutes with the gradient 1. It's similarly with gradient 2, except the gradient 2, it's a little sooner than. And in our unknowns, we have some tricarboxylic acid that is not quite the citric acid, but because of the region that it elutes, it's an indication that it's a tricarboxylic acid. Perhaps it could be a piscidic acid. We haven't determined that yet. This graph shows the leaf mass. This is a leaf mass versus a gain cluster of the 16 accessions that we did. And you can see in almost all of the clusters, there is a good response to phosphorus, to the rock phosphate applied. Except for two where we were expecting a positive response, this turns out to be a negative response. But this comes from the cluster itself. That's the trait that we can see. It just happened that we selected one that has a negative response in the cluster, within the cluster. The organic acid, this shows the organic acid exudation versus cluster. Generally, there is more organic acid exudation with the plus P. The plus P is the pink color, with the exception of cluster 5, where there is low organic acid exudation with the plus P. But these are surprising results because normally we expect under low phosphate conditions we expect more acid, more organic acid exudation. That potentially will solubilize any available iron oxide or the calcium bound phosphate, make it available to the plants. But that's what we got. We got with the plus P. We got, however, we have a considerable amount of genetic variability, both in P and in minus P and plus P. The variability is greater though in the plus P. This high response we see with the plus P could indicate that in order for the plant to exude organic acids, as we would be expecting, it will have to have a minimal P. It will require a minimal P for maintenance P. This shows organic acid exudation with the shoot mass, and this is the screening shoot mass. We have a weak positive relationship between initial screening shoot mass and organic acid exudation. You can see, and there is also a lot of variability. But as far as minus P, there is slight positive response. But I doubt that the difference will be significant at this level. We also plotted organic acid exudates over the shoot the root mass, and there is a weak positive relationship between the two between the organic acid exudation and the root mass. Then we did leaf mass versus P concentration because we determined the P content of the shoot on the previous screening, and there is a weak inverse relationship between leaf concentration, leaf P concentration, and leaf mass. But there is a lot of variability. You can see from in general. The higher the mass, the lower the P concentration, and the lower the mass, the higher the P concentration, with some exceptions. We have some extremes here. Although the mass is high, the P concentration is also relatively high. Okay. So in conclusion, organic acid exudation under both minus P and plus P. There is a organic acid exudation under both minus P and plus P conditions. Considerable genetic variability also exists, especially in the presence of P. Generally, less organic acid were exuded under P deficiency conditions. This indicates that we need some maintenance level P for the under no P conditions, some P is required for the organic acid exudation to kick in. The predominant acids were carboxylic acids. We know it's not citrate, and we'll work on identifying what it is. But we suspect it might be picric acid. Thank you.
Stick around a minute. I don't believe our last speaker is here, so if there are any questions for any of the speakers, we'll take those at this time. Yes, in the back.
What was the pH of your solutions?
The pH of the solutions turn around 6.5, 6.3, 6.5, somewhere around, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we suspected that, but we did a preliminary study where we took 3 days collection after 3 days stress, 6 days stress, 9 days stress, and 12 days stress, and we analyzed all those, and we saw that the best time for the collection is after 12 days. That's what we thought. We did a preliminary study, and we saw that. But again, we didn't repeat this. It's just preliminary, so we got the indication that 12 days were enough. But it could be that we needed to collect before. We weren't even far, and we were wondering whether we should collect with the nutrient solution, within the nutrient solution. Because they are biodegradable also, they are highly...